May 30, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. God who brings judgment. Opening prayer. Mighty God, there is nothing, no one, who can stand against you. Thank you that I can depend on you to answer whenever I call on you for help. Read Isaiah chapter 42, verses 10 through 25. Song of praise to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea, and all that is in it, you islands, and all who live in them, let the wilderness and its towns raise their voices. Let the settlements where Kedar lives rejoice. Let the people of Selah sing for joy. Let them shout from the mountaintops. Let them give glory to the Lord and proclaim his praise in the islands. The Lord will march out like a champion. Like a warrior, he will stir up his zeal. With a shout, he will raise the battle cry and will triumph over his enemies. For a long time, I have kept silent. I have been quiet and held myself back. But now, like a woman in childbirth, I cry out, I gasp and pant. I will lay waste the mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will turn rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. But those who trust in idols, who say to images, "You are our gods," will be turned back in utter shame. Israel, blind and deaf. Hear, you deaf. Look, you blind, and see. Who is blind but my servant, and deaf like the messenger I send? Who is blind like the one in covenant with me? Blind like the servant of the Lord. You have seen many things, but you pay no attention. Your ears are open, but you do not listen. It pleased the Lord for the sake of his righteous to make his law great and glorious. But this is a people plundered and looted, all of them trapped in pits or hidden away in prisons. They have become plunder with no one to rescue them. They have been made loot with no one to say, "Send them back." Which of you will listen to this or pay close attention in time to come? Who handed Jacob over to become loot, and Israel to the plunderers? Was it not the Lord, against whom we have sinned? For they would not follow his ways. They did not obey his law. So he poured out on them his burning anger, the violence of war. It enveloped them in flames, yet they did not understand. It consumed them, but they did not take it to heart. Reflect. In what ways do you offer praise to God that give reason for others to want to join you? God sending a Savior gives us cause to praise, but this passage, a dialogue between Isaiah and God himself, has some hard truths. There will be judgment on God's land and people, which will bring darkness and pain, like a woman in childbirth. Those who trust in idols and do not follow God's ways will experience God's anger and wrath. In this passage, the servant referred to in verse 19 is not the servant of earlier in chapter 42, but is the people of Israel who are blind and disobedient. Passages like these can be difficult for us to read, but when we look at the world around us, there's no doubt that it's not a world that gives God the glory. We see intuitively that judgment is needed to proclaim God as great and glorious. The challenge for us is whether we will pay attention to God's word. Will we listen to Jesus, his servant? Apply. Might there be areas in your life where you have neglected what God has called you to, in thought, word, or deed, for which repentance is required? Closing prayer. Father, Help me that wherever I go, whatever I do, my life is a proclamation of praise to you, a testimony to your power and love.